guys, welcome to Gamers Down Under. This is episode 13. This is Larman.
13?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I am. I checked my phone before.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see. Steve's here.
Ah, Steve. Good.
Yep,
good.
Safe. Obviously, it's about time you're actually talking.
I've been dying for the last 4 weeks. CMV virus. Let me tell you, it kills you.
Nearly as bad as man flu.
No. I'd have man flu any day. Yeah, really bad. Anyway, let's kick off. So we've had two guests the last 2 weeks helping out, so I'd like to thank them.
Yes.
What games have you been doing this week, Steve?
Why are we kicking off with me? You're the one who's been sick and barely talking. Let's start with you.
I'm in so much pain and you're making me laugh.
Look, truthfully, we did get a couple of comments on the page and that. It's good to have you back, I guess. I know you're not anywhere out the woodwork, but hopefully you're out of the bad signs of things and you're getting a bit better.
Yeah, no, definitely feeling a little bit better. Still getting the shakes, but no, it's all good. So, gaming of the week, because I've been slack for the last couple of weeks, I'll kick off. Good. I'm now 26% in Assassin's Creed, Black Flag.
What happened to Watch Dogs?
Yeah, look, you know, you go for one, like Watch Dogs 1, and there's this sort of hacking concept, and then you go to Watch Dogs 2, and then you're looking at actual physical locations to change the hacking location, and it's just I couldn't invest time in it straight away, so I'm just giving it a break with Assassin's Creed, and then I'll come back to it just before the release of Watch Dogs 3.
Because you were playing Black Flag before Watch Dogs, weren't you?
Originally, a couple of years ago, yeah, I did play.
Yeah, Black you were playing Black Flag, but then you went to Grand Theft Auto.
That's right.
That's right, Grand Theft Auto. You never 100% at that either.
You don't even let me have a chance. First week back and I'm getting bashed. Welcome.
Welcome back. No wonder we had to get some guests.
That's it. I want to get a guest next week, mate, and take you out. That's all right. Okay, so the other game I was playing was A Link to the Past, Zelda.
That's retro. Let's leave that for the retro time.
Mate, I write a script of what we need to follow in order so I know what we're talking about, and then you just go, hey, let's talk about that in retro. Okay.
I'm not one to listen to rules. You should know that. What do you mean script? You literally wrote game, Assassin's Creed. That's as far as we go when we're talking about scripts, people.
Yeah, but that's just so I know. It's a prompt to me to talk about the game that I am actually playing.
That's because the next line says, and I mock you.
That's right, because I'm not well. I'm not 100%, and you're still bashing me.
So that's on you. See, if you wrote the script, I'd bash you. If you don't write the script, I'd bash you. So learn your place, petty human.
That's it. The moral of the story, I'm getting bashed.
I'm going to get you. It's pretty much on your missus.
Oh, no.
That's the way it works. Oh, my Lord. It's not your birthday. Don't die on our podcast.
You can't make me laugh. All right. Okay, what games have you been playing then? We'll go to you now. We'll move on.
Well, it is always about me, so let's finally. You've just spent the last 10 minutes. Nah, truthfully, two games. Fire Emblem, I'll come back to that on Switch. Overwatch. I've been spamming Overwatch. You saw it the other day. You pretended to ignore it. 21 kills, one death as Bastion. Obviously, I'm noob. It's a noob level. A lot of people can't handle. Oh, it's not that they can't handle Bastion. They just don't know what they're actually doing. So he can stomp at the lower levels. It's good. It's fun.
So basically, you're just cheating. So you're using Odd Job to win. Is that right?
Nah. No, well, his secondary perk, like some of the other ones, like Tracer, one of her moves is you leap forward 10 meters, and then the other move is you leap backwards 10 meters, and or you fast forward 1 second and rewind fast 1 second. They're a lot harder type of gameplay to get used to master, but there's other guys, like they've got melee attacks, throwing shurikens. You gotta really learn them. what I've done, being a complete and utter noob, I've just gone in and said, you know what, I'm going to play one, I call them a DPS because I'm used to MMOs and stuff like that. I'm going to play one DPS or an attack class. I'm going to play one tank class. Orisa is my tank class. Bastion is my attack class. And I'm never going to play a healer class. I tried. I physically have. I'm Leroy Jenkins. Leroy Jenkins ain't at the back healing people. I'm out the front. I have to. I'm the Bastion. Like, Orisa is pretty easy. She's like throw an orb and it explodes and sucks everyone inwards. Or I shoot people, or I can put up like a laser force field so I can shoot through it. But when people are shooting me, it hits that force field for a certain amount. She's a tank. They're two of the easier to use characters. They're not hard, so it's good at noob level. Actually, I'm heavily enjoying it. So
I saw one game that you're playing, and it might have been one of your first ones. You were getting destroyed, and I really was hoping you were going to rage quit, but you didn't. Why didn't you rage quit?
Probably because I saw you were watching.
That's it. Try it. No. But it's... then I make a comment and say, oh, you've died 10 times and you've only killed one person. And then the very next game he goes, excuse me, 20 kills, one death. And I'm like, oh, why? So I really reckon those guys that you killed were actually more new than you.
They were bot.
Yeah, probably on very easy.
Yeah. Now, it is the type of game where I'm like, oh, crack the neck, crack the knuckles. I'm going to play some Overwatch tonight. Two games in, it's like, oh, well, off to bed I go. And you're turning it off because admittedly, at my level, you can play on your own. Like, you can, when you come up against a team who are actually playing well, like they got the two tanks, the two attackers, and the healer, like they're gonna stomp you. But you can still play okay. It's when you get lined up and your team is like just you don't even like five noobs will stomp five. Okay players who won't play together. Okay. Like, so
it looks like a really good game. It does. I was watching you play it.
I held off for ages. I held off because I was like, come on, Overwatch 2. I thought Blizzard might release a number 2 until I really looked into it. And obviously, being Blizzard, they love to churn a game for 10 years. So maybe PlayStation.
I want StarCraft 3.
Oh, all the threes. StarCraft 3, Half-Life
Warcraft.
3.
No, not Warcraft. Warcraft 4.
Now we've got Warcraft 3, yeah, it's Warcraft 4. But, and it is a solely online game. There's no single player, it's just online. They are, Blizzard
is doing...
no
story.
No. They are putting a lot of, like, comics and stuff like that out now. Like, Blizzard have always been deep lore. Like, they love that kind of character building stuff in the background. So they've been, and they do it to tease the next character and stuff like that they're bringing out. One of them got banned in Russia because they came out and actively said that she's gay. So obviously Russians are very upset with gays at the moment. So they banned it.
Wow.
Yeah, so which we talk about our gaming regulation board. That's a whole country trying to ban a game just because they said one of the make-believe characters is gay. And that was Tracer. I hate her. So
get the pitchforks out, mate. Yeah. Get the pitchforks.
Well, I'd ban Tracer. So not because she's gay, but because she annoys the frickin' buggery out of me.
Not because she's gay. She annoys the frickin' buggery. All right, cool.
Yeah, so that's been Overwatch. Obviously, if you're in a toxic mood, don't play Overwatch. If you're not in a toxic mood, play it. Simple.
Fair enough. All right. What about Fire Emblem? How'd you like that?
Fire Emblem Three Houses. This game is one of the two games that made me buy the Switch. Pokemon Let's Go and Fire Emblem. They were the two games. Like, I'd been watching the Switch for a while. I'm a bit of a Nintendo fanboy. Let's face it, I'm a gaming fanboy. I'm going to track down and trace out everything I possibly can get my hands on. I own a lot of consoles. I'd been a 3DS fan for a long time. I got the original DS, and I, with my kind of work, and especially working away, it was very difficult moving my. Actually, I used to take my PlayStation, but then I got PlayStation's equivalent of the Red Ring of Death from Xbox. So, like, it's like an SDI. The console.
Oh, an SDI. It sounds like an STD, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you doing with the PlayStation?
Well, it gave me the Red Ring of Death.
Oh no.
No, but they started using, from what I could read on the internet, they started using lead-free solder at one point. The problem with lead-free solder is when it gets hot and cold, it can get brittle, and if you move it while it's hot, it can bubble off, and I've obviously transported it. Maybe I was, because I used to work in the mines, so I'd be in a donger, and you'd have to pack everything up, so I'd be playing on the PlayStation, then be like, oh, gotta get to the airport to fly back home. So I'd just quickly turn the PlayStation off, throw it in my suitcase, and I'd give it to them, and they'd keep my suitcase on site until I flew back in a week later. And yeah, it just gave out. So after that, I was like, oh, on these jobs, I'm not gonna move my PlayStation around, I'm gonna just rock around with the DS. And I had the DS, the original, well and truly before that. That was the 3DS kind of era that I'm talking about now. And I got, funny story, my ex-wife was not a gamer. That's probably the easiest way to explain her, just in case her lawyers listen. But they... No, she was
not... If this podcast gets pulled, mate, you're in trouble. Right? I'm not re-recording a podcast.
No.
I'll fight it.
Yeah, and no, she wasn't a gamer, and I had the 3DS, and they were bringing out a new game. It wasn't Pokemon, I can't remember what game it was, and they were like, this is maxed out, we can't get any better on this.
It was Pokemon, Sun and Moon.
No, that was when they maxed out the newest 3D.
Yeah, the Ultra.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Yeah, because they've had multiple models along the way. And they had one of the original 3DSs, and then they upgraded that one, and that's what and they had that for a little while, and then Ultra Sun and Moon maxed that one out. But I had the original 3DS, and I got a game. I wish I could remember what it was. It was some sort of like Monster Hunter, but on the 3DS. And I was like, you know what? Stuff it. I want a new 3DS. I want because it was 50% larger screen and a quicker processor. So I've gone down to the shops, bought, traded it in. Oh, actually, no, I didn't trade it in. I gave my old one to one of my friends, actually, so we could game together. So I gave it to him. I bought the new one. And I was like, oh, look at that sweet Yoshi case. It was like a hard case. So I came That is absolutely, that's not even an SMS, that one.
I know, that was the phone. Was that the website? Facebook, get rid of your call back finally.
Oh my lord. Yeah, and I've come home with this new 3DS with a Yoshi case, and the ex-wife is like, what do you got there? I was like, look at that, how sweet is it? And I can tell instantly by the look on her face.
You're a dead man walking.
I made it might have been a reason why she's now ex-wife, because I had made a grave error. I was like, uh-oh, you're going to have to weasel your way out of this one. And she's like, oh, did you just buy a new case? And I was like, yeah, it's a new Yoshi case. And she's like, oh, I thought you went and freaking bought a new console. You're lucky. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't do that without asking you, babe. And off I walk, quickly hide the receipt, and thank you very much. So
that bank statement when it comes in, you'll be fine.
Go on. So I had that 3DS for a while, and I still have it. It's still somewhere here. When the Switch was announced, I was like, oh, I'll hold off. I liked the Wii U, but it was just the 3DS extra large. I could fit in my pocket still. I could fit easily at work. I was like, but the Wii U, remember that big bad Bertha? Like, it looked like a backpack. I was like, oh, hopefully the Switch. And I was like, oh, why would I need better? Like, it's, I know they're not gonna be able to get PlayStation, like PSP kind of quality, and I don't actually like the handheld ones for that side of quality anyway. So I was like, no, I'm happy with this, I'm happy with this. And then all of a sudden they announce there's Pokemon Moon, Pokemon Sun. I was like, oh yep, sweet, play them. Didn't really like them, but I played them. And then they bring out Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Now, like, this game is maxing out the 3DS, extra large, blah, blah, blah. This will be the last PlayStation game on it. And I was like, ooh, does that mean...
PlayStation game on it. I love it.
Oh, my God. Pokemon game on it. I was like, does that mean they're bringing out a console Pokemon game? Like, let's face it, we've all dreamed of a Pokemon console game since growing up. Like, that true immersive... I still don't believe we got it with Pokemon Let's Go, but... like, that was what I thought we were going to get. And I was like, oh, man, I got to get this. And then they announced it on Switch. And I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble for this. I was like, I wonder if I can buy...
You can't take a different cover for that.
I was like, I wonder if I can buy a Yoshi case for this one. Just see if I can get away with it. And I was like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then, boom, boom, they announced Fire Emblem. And I love... Oh, I just said loved past tense. I don't want to say that. It's not. This is about a 15-minute rant about Fire Emblem because I want everyone to know I am a fanboy before I say what I'm saying. And
see how it's always terms and conditions. It says nothing. Yeah. He should be in a lawyer.
Lawyer or a politician?
It may be politician, actually. It's a lot of hot wind.
Lawyers have to talk, actually, some truth. Nah, and I'm like, well, I'm like, that's me done. All right, off I go. And I went and bought it. I went and bought it, and the first Fire Emblem game I get was Fire Emblem Warriors or whatever it's called. It's like a Dynasty Warriors hack and slash.
I was going to say, it's a hack and slash. I liked that. That was good.
I liked it for 7 days and then I returned it.
No.
That's why
I got Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, I hate
it. Same thing. Just because it's a hack and slash, you don't have to think. You turn it on, you're like, dun, 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 throw a bomb, bang, done, move on.
That's my problem. I can't do that with names. I cannot have a Hyrule Warriors because that's Zelda and Link. You know what I mean? That's nostalgia for me. It's sort of like Final Fantasy. I can't have Final Fantasy because I've just got so much nostalgia attached to it. Like, I couldn't have a Pokemon. I struggled to play Pokken Tournament because it's like, no, I don't want to play that. I'll play Tekken. Or I got the nostalgia that drags me into games. So when they reach outside of what I feel is their comfort zone, I don't know, I just... Some reason I just can't get into it. And that's what I done with that Fire Emblem. I actually took it back because I tricked myself and I thought that was the Three Houses game. But now it's finally been released. I get it. I run down. I get the game. I install it on the Switch. And then I have to go away for the weekend. And I'm like, no! The Switch is portable, but we're going away. It's a big family thing. And I'm like, we had a wedding or something. So I was like, better not take it. I better do the good, honorable thing.
You turned it up in the wedding. That would have been quite eventful.
Just playing it in the
what do you
background.
Say? Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah. I do.
Yeah. or just a no at the relevant time would be good. I like my hack and slashes. You can't bag them. No good.
I like them.
I love all the Dynasty Warriors that for the same reason. You just play it. You can play it for 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, and then stop it and turn it off and walk away.
Oh,
you don't have mass amounts of hours.
And like, I think at least with Dynasty Warriors, you know what's coming.
Yeah, same with Hyrule Warriors. You knew it was like Dynasty Warriors. It was a hack and slash.
I didn't know that Fire Emblem one was a hack and slash. Until I literally turned it on. Like it was, I thought it was truly the Three Houses game.
Ah, okay.
And that was
so
why.
Anyway, so my question was how was the Three Houses?
Yeah.
And you've gone through about 4 years of history, 20 minutes of rant, a phone call.
Two ex-wives.
Two ex-wives. ruined wedding.
Ruined weddings. Now, truthfully,
and the mines. You can't forget the mines.
Sorry, forgot also. Truthfully, I don't know. I haven't really played it.
You brought it up as saying you'd played it.
No, not really. I played about an hour. I just wanted to talk about Fire Emblem.
So you just wanted to go on a rant.
Yeah, I like Fire Emblem.
You've played it for an hour. Fantastic now, work.
This whole statement is the problem. Fire Emblem is a tactical, turn-based RPG. So it's like you click on your cavalry and he can move 8 squares. You click on your archer and he can only move 3 squares. Your warrior can move 5. Like, it's that kind of game. So it is very, very technical. And I always play mine. I don't play it on extreme. I play on hard, but I always play with permadeath. So if one of your characters gets killed, that's him done for the rest of the game. You cannot play with him again.
Oh, really? No.
But back in the day with Fire Emblem, and this is why I got so many hardcore followers, but so many casuals hated it, you could barely even grind in the game. So you made some mistakes halfway through. That was your stuff. And this was the problem back in the day. It had such a following of hardcores, but also it pushed the casuals away. If you couldn't really grind. So if you made a mistake, like say you put too much experience points into a Valkyrie and ended up Valkyries were weak towards later end game, you struggled. You were gonna lose characters, and people hated it, but I loved it. Like, there's some matches, especially playing it on hard, like I've redone the exact same mission in excess of a dozen times, closer to 20 times, and that mission can take up to 50 minutes to beat. And I've gotten to the final play and I've gone to move one of my, like a Valkyrie, he's a flying one, he gets really pumped by archers or spearmen, and I clicked on the opposite guy and I checked where he could reach to, so I moved my Valkyrie one square outside of that, and I was like, I've got this, yes, finally I've got him. And sudden he takes his turn, I moved him only one square away from where he could get to so he could reach my Valkyrie. I didn't move him two. That's your computer. You're making sounds.
I hope they don't hear that, but anyway, yep.
And boom, one shots my Valkyrie, 48 minutes or something, and that's it. It's like, oh, okay, I'm off to bed, and you have to just walk away. You pull the pin right there and then, otherwise you're going to end up breaking everything. I'm going to turn my 3DS into a Game Boy Advance because I'm going to rip the whole top off.
A Game Boy Advance, I love it.
But that was the alluring side. Like, you could, it's always very deep lore, like story based, and you get to know the characters, you get to know what they do, you get favorites, and it's actually one where you can team people up. So they'll end up, like, say if I use an archer with a Valkyrie, because an archer can't really travel very fast, so I'll team up with the Valkyrie. Valkyrie will fly 10 squares, 15 squares, then drop the archer off, and then he can attack. That gives them bonus, like, affection points towards each other. And later on in the game, you can get married if you do enough affection points.
Oh, mate, you and getting married, you took 40 years, it felt like, getting that date with Barrett. Please do not start streaming this game then if you're going to do it, get married.
And it's just, they did get in a little bit of trouble. The Japanese have some questionable jokes when it comes to, not hentai, their anime. and you can say it's showing you your girlfriend, and you can rub her face, you rub her cheeks, and she's like, oh, thank you, and you get affection for that. But on the touch screen, you can rub their neck because it's a central area. They girls like their necks being rubbed, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, and you're rubbing the boobies. And and the Japanese drawn women are either flatter than an 8-year-old boy, or they have absolutely double G boobies. I apologize. there was heaps of controversy about it. That was Fire Emblem Awakening, I think it was. I can't remember. I think they actually end up having to pull it from the Western countries because they were like, ooh, we can't do that here. We can't just rub people's boobies.
But did you get affection points? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, you get affection points and they'll end up marrying you. I tried it the next day, and the chick didn't marry me. Walking down the street trying to get affection points.
That sounds like me at Grand Theft Auto's bloody strip club.
Oh. Yeah, and like, very, very long-winded story short. That literally, explaining Fire Emblem, that's what you need. You need time. You need to dive in. You need to fall in love with the characters.
Ooh. No, so basically all you're telling us really is that you just wanted to go on a rant. You didn't play the game. Well, you played allegedly an hour. I even doubt that now.
I'll go get it. I'll show you the save.
I don't want to see the save. But yeah, okay. All right,
and cool. That's like, yeah. And I wanted to, that does lead me on to it, the difficulties of gaming these days. Do you think, and I say this very air quoted, believe gaming is getting dumbed down, like what you said before, the Dynasty Warriors, you can just pick it up, you can hack and slash at 1,000 people, there's no thought to it, you don't have to do this and this and this, it's just 15 minutes and then off you go, exactly like Overwatch. Like, at my level, don't get me wrong, before we trigger all the Overwatch players that are...
Yeah, there goes all the listeners.
There they go. Oh, well, I'll try again next year. I can definitely see at the higher levels, Overwatch is, you've got to have your tanks and your attackers and healers, etc. But, like, for me, at my level, I can just turn it on. I can play one match, and then I can turn it off. Or I can turn it on, I can play 18 matches, and then I can turn it off. It's just, as long as I don't fall into the salty toxicity, I'm okay, and I can play. But with Fire Emblem, I can't do it. I need time, and society is so busy now. I just don't feel like I get that time anymore.
You're in Queensland. Where's the busy? Come to Melbourne and see busy. Queensland, you're like having a nap at lunchtime.
I do, actually. I like naps. I actually...
So that should hopefully aggravate quite a few of the Queensland listeners. They'll arc up about that.
My mate plans his nap so that he can try to fit in another nap later on in that day.
See, okay, they probably won't be offended by it. They'll just go, yeah, that's what we do.
We're like the Spanish people of the world.
Siestas.
Of Australia, just siestas. But yeah, I don't know. That's the way it feels for me. Unless I'm literally dumbing
down. I'm prepared to spend hours on games, though. Like, as I said, like, I've gone back to Black Flag, and I know that's a massive game. I have no intentions of doing 100% just so you can get that off your chest earlier than when I finally finish it. But, like, majority of the storyline, majority of the side quests I will do, all the crafting and all that, and all the ship upgrades, will do. I don't know about the legendary ships, because they're just a pain.
I have heard that, actually. I haven't played Black Flag, but some of my mates...
It does not matter if your ship is fully upgraded. Those legendary ships will kick you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just painful. But then someone will come across and go, oh, yeah, I can do it in like 10 minutes. Bang, 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 done.
Ugh.
But yeah, nah. But yeah, so like, I like the story. And that's probably what gets me into the games. I do like hack and slash if I just want something. Probably like how you like Overwatch. So you just want to turn it on, you want to play a couple of games, you want to go home. Or get off and go to bed, whatever. That's the same with me with hack and slash. If I just don't want to think, I just want to sit there and bash some buttons, I'll play Hyrule Warriors. I've already passed the game. I've passed the game multiple times, and now I'm just trying to get all the different side items and upgrade everything. But
I guess that's
at that
depends
time,
on
what can I get?
depends on the mood you're in. Like it depends on all that, I guess. And at the last week, I haven't been in the mood or the time to dive into such a deep RPG. But that's been my imaginary week. All right. What next have you written down on your OneNote piece of paper?
What was that? Sorry.
What more have you written down on your OneNote piece of paper you were talking about earlier?
Well, our Facebook page is back up and running and going good. It's
Questionable.
well,
Questionable
okay.
if you're.
It's a leaky boat as it is, but it is still going, and people could now see our comments at least.
That's better. All right.
So I don't
It's.
know what we did or what we
Yes.
didn't do. Facebook didn't tell us, but it's up and running and people could see and we're talking to people again, which is great.
Which is good. Yes, definitely. It's streaming side of things. Not so much.
Yeah.
That
Don't know what's happening with
demons.
that, why it keeps kicking us.
Yeah. Oh, we get done for sounds. We get done for music. We get done for gameplay. Oh, you name it. We'll get done for it. And we've tried and tried and tried changing it, but no, just Facebook. Like, oh, just kidding, guys.
But
So.
then you have other people that can actually play pirated content on their computers and stream 24/7 a day, 24/7.
Yep. Oh, I
So
see plenty of them. They
they'll
start
even tell
their
you how to
stream.
do it.
Yeah, they start their stream and they're opening up like ZSNS on their PC.
Yep, or RetroArch. Yep.
And you're like, oh man, I'm legitimately just streaming my PlayStation straight from it. Not even screen capturing. It's straight from the source, and you're gonna get me for it. It's like, what the hell?
That's a work in progress, as with everything else. Anything else you wanted to say about the Facebook page?
Other than that, like literally for the streaming side of things. Actually, talking about streamers, did you see Ninja? He's coming over to join you on Mixer.
They have to join me, mate. I
Mate,
told
if you
you originally
can't.
from the start, Mixer is the best. And now the biggest streamer in the world gave me a call and said, "Hey, how is Mixer?" And I told him how it was. But now, where is
Can't.
he?
Yeah, he said, can't beat him, join him. Off he
That's
goes.
it. So,
Makes
goodbye,
sense.
Twitch. Hello, Mixer.
I've seen Mixer. I've seen its I don't know whether what would it be called, user interface. I'm not the biggest fan, but I'm not really the biggest fan of Twitch either. It's a bit too young and hip for me. I'm barely YouTube as it is, so I'll
He's got it set up on his, so he presses one button and it's still getting a bit much for
Yeah, that's why it's so good on the PlayStation. I push share and I push
him.
play. That's all I was put on this earth to
No.
All right.
Cool. All right. Firstly, I just wanted to say, and I wanted to shout out to our international audience, which we have now.
Good call.
Okay, so in the US, Ohio, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, four states in America. We've got people listening to us. Maybe someone in Singapore. And finally, we've got people in Auckland, New Zealand listening to us as well.
It's about frickin' time.
That's about freaking time. But you know what? The real big slap in the face is we still haven't got everybody in Australia listening to us.
Well, that's all right. We'll get there. They're probably having siestas.
Yeah, so we still need Tassie, we still need Northern Territory.
Well, does
So.
Tassie even have podcasts
Well, if
yet?
they did, I'm going to delete our podcast pretty quickly.
That might be a reason why they're not listening.
That's it, that's it.
Western
No, that's all.
Australia, it's because of the time zone. See, the time they log in, they miss the podcast and they move on.
No, we've got people in Western Australia.
I thought you said Western
Northern
Australia.
Territory. Northern Territory.
Oh, see, I wasn't listening to
That doesn't
you.
surprise me at all.
Maybe I'm from Northern Territory because I don't
I
listen
think
either.
Just keep insulting them and hope they
That's
come
because
across.
the Northern Territory are too busy wrestling the crocodiles.
Mate, you're just with the jellyfish.
Have you seen the newspaper up there?
No.
It literally the biggest, boldest of letters, and they've got actual, like, their writers, they get slammed in mainstream, like Courier Mail and stuff down here in Queensland. But it's their biggest,
Chucked in Queensland, yeah, right at the end. Yep.
their biggest slogan is "See you in the Northern Territory." But you
See
break
you.
that, "See you in the Northern Territory." And they've got literally shirts made. If you're listening, look it up. And they've got like their editor must like run it as a joke, eh? Because some of the stuff they get away with, you're like, oh man. Like these days and age, like political correctness and everything like that, you're like,
It's
how are
going
they?
nuts down here.
Oh, I'm like, how are they getting away with that?
See you in the Northern Territory. Nah, love it. I reckon that's great.
Oh,
All right.
well, at least we're slowly getting some more and more listeners.
Yes. All right.
Look, I wanted to talk about, we talked about a little bit of it before, but not new announcements, but the advancements in tech. Obviously, we got the new Switch got announced. I don't know how they call it a Switch because it
It doesn't switch.
doesn't switch. I'm expecting it to just be the 3DS killer, truthfully, or the 2DS killer, because I don't think this thing actually has 3DS. That's pretty much about it. I think they're gonna phase out 3DS. They have. I'm holding off. I've been a conspiracy theorist right from the start, saying they will bring out a Switch Pro. I truthfully believe they will. They've just,
The
they
1.1.
obviously, yeah, they're bringing out a, if the new one is a Switch 2.0, this would be a, yeah. Well, what do the iPhones and that do these days? They put an S at the end of it, so this is probably the Switch S. Because it's just I think it's a better processor, but it mostly affects battery life from what I've actually understood. Like I saw some.
Which I think is pretty good as well, and like for cost effective for Nintendo itself, right? They're building the same practical design. You might as well use the same components in both. If there is an updated one, they might as well update the other one. But Nintendo have come out quite strong to say this is not an updated Switch. This is just a new processor because they've moved it's in the same factory. Blah blah blah. I don't think. Look, it's going to affect battery. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, and the good thing is it's saying now that you get 7 to 8 hours of gameplay. I know me and you had this debate when they first announced it about why do you need 7, 8 hours gameplay? A prime example is I went for a drive the other week down to New South Wales with all the kids in the car. All their iPads died about an hour before the end of the trip. And if you've had quiet kids for 6 hours, it's on. I
Then that's why you
probably.
have battery packs or chargers that can plug it into the car. Like, there's just common sense for the user, I think. I know it's a bit hard in the Queensland environment with the common sense part, but like, I would have battery packs, I'd have USB chargers to the car. You got to set yourself up for
You
success.
try plugging all that in with three kids and one car and think it's all gonna work. You got another thing coming.
I've got a 2.5-year-old. She turns my world upside down, so I got no idea with three.
And that's but I probably done it backwards. I probably should have just let them drive until the little bastard's attention span ran out and then gave them the iPads, not gave them the iPads first. I don't know. Do you reckon that's like, do you have the Switch yet?
What do you mean, do I have the Switch?
I haven't seen you play it.
Well, you don't watch me 24/7. I have it next to my bed.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon you'll upgrade or do you reckon you'll hold off until the Switch Pro?
The collector side of me wants to get the Pokemon Switch, Mini.
Yep.
But I'm going to wait and see if the Pro comes out. Just because if there's something else coming out, yeah, I'm not going to waste my money buying just a half a bit better or a couple of hours on battery life. As I said, you get a battery pack, you plug it in, get it plugged into your car, you're fine.
Yeah. If it's battery life, completely agree. These days, like after the Pokemon Go saga, external battery pack prices,
they dropped nothing.
Oh, they are nothing now. So you can get 10,000 milliamp hour battery things for stuff all. I remember when
I've got one that charges my phone like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like $30 or $40 on eBay, and I'm like, yep, sweet.
Yeah. So when it comes to that, no, I don't think I'll worry about it. If I didn't have the Switch, I'd buy it. But yeah, I think I'll definitely hold off upgrading until they announce. And because let's face it, it's fine. I play the Switch.
The Joy-Con's a bit of an issue.
Or the drift.
Yeah.
Well,
mine's just started.
Man, really?
Yeah.
See, me and you play differently. I have probably put on, I reckon, a legitimate 6 hours maximum since I've owned it outside of the dock.
Yeah, but the Joy-Con,
I don't use the Joy-Con. I'd never have. I bought the Pro controller right from factory. So I've just, the Joy-Cons for me have just stayed on the side of the Switch. Sweet,
send them down to me.
Yeah. So they're brand new.
I'll send you my lovely ones back.
Look, literally, I reckon 6 hours maximum on them Joy-Con.
But yeah, like I played Stardew Valley, and that's what definitely killed my Switch's left Joy-Con. Because it's like Harvest Moon, and you're going around harvesting plants and running around, and it's heavy use. So. Yep.
See, I've got a lot of them. I play with my professional, whatever they, I think they're called, the professional controllers.
Yeah,
Pro controller. I just play with that. That's what I play. So I don't,
Well, next time I'm in Queensland, I'll make sure I bring up a couple of spare ones and swap them over when you're not looking. And you'd be like, what? I only played it for 6 hours. How did it happen? Don't worry about the color, mate. The color's the same.
I don't know. I don't. And I know, man, you have debated it. I don't use mine undocked. So yeah, it's just, I love that's. It. Yeah, so I just. That's why, for me, I would prefer a bit of a better processor and better graphics, etc. Because I'm not too worried about handheld mode. I'd rather a bit better detail.
Cool. So, next one. Loot boxes added into games after the reviews are all completed.
No, not even don't. I can't believe that companies would do this. It's just, it's getting so pathetic. Like the sneak, like, wouldn't you think these main companies and developers are learning? Like, look at the backlash EA got for the Star Wars sort of front of things. And it's like the money that it might get you, it'll come back and burn you. So if gamers get wind that there's actually games out there that are releasing it, waiting till a review is done and then releasing loot boxes and all that kind of stuff in after the reviews are completed, that for me is just, it's pathetic. It's too sneaky.
No, I just think it's crap. The whole thing about it, if you're going to release the game with loot boxes, release it with loot boxes. Like, do you have to hide?
There's
with the games.
Obviously, I hate it. We all know my rants about it. But yes, if like Overwatch, I'm playing it, and this is why I get the poops with a lot of these developers, because if they just sold Overwatch as a normal game, I would have bought it, and they would have made money off of me. But guess what? I'm not going to buy a loot box. I'm not going to spend a single cent on it. And none of them have. And because of that, they're not going to get any money out of me. So they've just lost a customer solely because they're giving the game away for free.
Yeah.
But obviously they're doing it because they're gonna prey on younger generations and go from there.
Yep. No, I think it's just crazy. I think, I don't know, I think the loot boxes from the mobile phones, they started it all, and the microtransactions, they just love it. So I don't think it's going to stop. I just think it's going to get worse.
What's worse is
As I said, I don't care about them because I don't use them myself. So exactly like you, or if I do get a game and go, okay, how much am I prepared to spend playing this game? If it's $100, what's $100?
Yeah.
But I won't go over it.
Nah. What's worse is there's actually some mobile games that are fun. Like I downloaded one yesterday.
You play cricket, don't you?
No.
Oh, you stopped that.
I haven't played stick cricket for ages, but this one is it's actually a pretty fun game to play. But it is absolutely, like, I know we can argue about it with console and everything like that, but this one is truly, you have to pay to play it. It's one of them ones where you can only, like, you've got energy, so you can only do a certain thing with energy, and you've got to wait, like, 20 minutes before you can attract more heroes. It's like a town builder. It's like you have to wait 20 more minutes before you can attract another hero to your town.
Or spend another dollar and then get them to come in 10 minutes or 5
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it would be a fun game. Like, I'd pay for it. 99 cents, $5, whatever I got to pay. Like, I actually would pay for it because it's a fun game. But instead, it's like, oh, I am done with mobile gaming, and I think that's probably why I kick back so badly on console pay to play and PC pay to play, because I'm so nervous it's gonna happen to us as well.
Well, others love when they spend all the money on the advertising and then they spend nothing on the game. And the advertising, they've got like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then you play the game, you're like, whoa, it's crap.
Yeah, there was one like that, actually.
That's it. That's it. It was a war one. I can't remember what it was called.
I used to play it.
That doesn't surprise me. You're from Queensland.
What does that even mean?
What does that even mean? It just means you're a little bit behind in the times, mate. You'll eventually catch up to us southerners. All right. So what game? So anything else you want to discuss before we talk about what's coming out in the next week?
Oh, I'm done talking to you.
You're done talking to me.
No, I am. I think that's enough. There are a couple of good announcements lately, actually.
All right. So the game's coming out this week. We've got Agents Wonders Planetfall. It's a typically just a Civilization turn-based strategy game. It's the fifth installment of Age of Wonders. There's going to be a lot of factions, and it's a new sci-fi setting. The release date's going to be on August the 6th. PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
I have seen that. That looks actually pretty good.
You know, it just goes back to turn-based. I can't do it. If it was real-time strategy like StarCraft, mate, I'd be playing it. But not turn-based. I can't do turn-based. It just bores me. It does look good, but yeah, the gameplay, yeah.
I like turn-based, especially, like, say, Civilization. Crank it up a little bit. Like, you can actually get on where resources are plus certain percentage. So that way it's like you're not playing for 8 hours.
Yeah.
You can actually just play, like, against your mates, and it does come down to pure tactical kind of games. So I don't mind it, but, yeah.
Rebel Galaxy Outlaw. It's a space exploration and combat, typical space combat and trading game. Looks really actually pretty good. It's going to be released on PC on August 13th. PDA don't play PC games.
You missed Limited Run.
Mate, they were gone.
The Turok game, Turok 1 and 2, was announced. That's what I'm excited for. They're actually bringing out a physical run.
On Limited Run. Mm. Yeah, I saw that. Look, I liked Turok 1 and 2.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it hasn't aged very well.
That's what I mean.
Like if you play it, it's like, oh man, that's not the best game I've played for a long time. But
You look at it and you're like, oh,
it's
I remember it. And you're like, whoa, how did I play?
yeah.
So are they actually going to update it, or is it just going to be pretty much the exact port
Well,
of the old game?
from my memory, Limited Run is actually they have to buy the licenses from certain companies and run them that way. Like they run them through like an AI and it cleans it up a little bit. It's sort of it's you, I don't even think.
Upscales a little bit.
Upscaled. Like you can't even really call it a remaster, I don't reckon, with some of them. So, but like it's more for the collector. Let's face it, to have a brand new boxed copy of Turok 1 and 2 on your shelf, that's perfect. That's
But
me.
you know what? But it's limited. That's the one thing I don't like about the limited run games, and that is if you don't get it straight away, bang, the price is going to be astronomical the following week
Yeah,
trying to get it. So
that
that's the
does.
one thing. Like, if just release enough so if everybody wants to get it, let them get it. They don't just do like 5,000. Like, I don't know how they operate. I've read a little bit about them, but like, and they do release quite a few good games and make them physical copies, which is fantastic because I love the physical rather than digital. But if you miss the boat, you've missed the boat.
Yeah, that's true. I
So.
just, yeah, it's, I don't know, what do you do as a collector? You probably would rather it be limited if you know that's what you're definitely gonna buy, but I'm not that heavy of a collector, so for me it's like, oh well, whatever. I just want a copy, you know what I mean? Like this, I'm not one of the guys when they were bringing out the, like, imagine being the people who bought the mini Super Nintendos and stuff for $500 off of eBay, and then all of a sudden they were slow, but all of a sudden they slowly bring out more and more and more. And like there were people buying five of them and then selling them all, and it was ridiculous. But
And I see, I don't like that scalping. Scalping's not good. I
no.
think that does hurt the gaming industry just as much as loot boxes. And I think limited run, they need to release more. But then, like, I know they're running a business as well. They need to make money. So how many are they going to sell? They don't know. So that's why they do a limited run to guarantee to sell it. But normally, like, that's more the US, isn't it, really, as well?
Yeah, well, one thing that I did actually read, and I haven't seen about Limited Run, but say, because when you release, say, an album, you have to go to the publisher and say this, this, and this, and the publisher will be like, okay, we'll ship 20,000 units, but at the end of that, like, say they send out 1,000 to 20 different stores, after a year, every single unit that wasn't sold gets sent back to the actual artist, and he has to pay for it.
Oh wow. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay, well that's why they're limited.
So,
So you wouldn't want to have, how many turret games do you want to play?
imagine being Limited Games, and they, like, as in the actual company, and they say, "Oh, we'll have 10,000 copies of Turok," and they only sell 1,000. All of a sudden, they actually have to pay for the other 9,000. So it might be a bit of a smarter marketing
Yeah,
campaign
business
because
model maybe.
they don't
But yeah,
have
it's just
to
hard for
sell.
people that I know want to come on. That's the only thing. Like, because how many? I think they've got like 50 games out already that limited run I've done.
Yeah, well, they have to
Have
buy the
you got any?
licenses. It's no, I haven't. And that's the
Yeah, but
frustrating side. They have to
so then
actually
if you
buy
want to
them
get,
licenses.
yeah, but if you want to get any more or any of those previous 50, like they might have a favorite game of yours. Like you'll have to go on eBay now or something like that, and it's going to be quite expensive to buy. Whereas if you bought it when it came out, you'd be fine. So.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I guess it is what it is. That's gonna be the difficult side of things.
Yeah. No,
Like,
that's it.
no, that's about my chat about actually, you never, I might have cut you off. Let's do a retro.
So I'm actually going. I'm back to playing Link to the Past.
Ah.
Bum bum bum. Zelda. What a surprise.
This here, it brings me back to my rant earlier about the dumbing down of gaming.
It's not dumbing down. Zelda's a massive game.
No, it's... You don't need to invest time to get that nostalgia. You've already got it.
Well, actually, you cut me off before I was finished, because I was about to tell you that I never knew you could upgrade your boomerang and shield.
Well, that's the dumbing down of gaming, see?
Yeah. Maybe I am the dumbing down of gaming.
Yeah, maybe you're already dumbed down.
I just found that today. Because I'm like, what was this waterfall for? This cave underneath a waterfall. I'm like, what do you do with it? And you go through all your items, and I'm like, I'll chuck in a boomerang. And it came back, and it was red, and I'm like, whoa, magical one. I'm like, sweet. So then I went through and chucked everything else in. I got nothing else. And then I finally come up to my shield, and I chucked that in. It came back red as well. I'm like, make two items that I never knew. And I've been playing this game, let's just say a couple of years. And I never knew. And I didn't even know in this game you can get 3 tunics. So I was finishing the game with the green tunic, and there is a blue and a red one.
See, that's a good part about just going back through, just replaying.
So many things in that game, and I'm like, okay, so that's why I'm now taking my time to try and go through and see if I can find anything else out that I didn't know the first time. But yeah, that was my retro week. Yourself?
Nah, no retro for me.
I don't think a lot of gaming this week, mate. I think you're just
I haven't gotten to do any, actually. It's between a little bit of Overwatch. I'm going to do a shout-out to Ninja Penguin Studios. Pierce was on here the other week. He was a guest speaker, I guess. That's the best way to explain him. I have, obviously, people have been listening to the podcast right from the start, and they've been on our website. I am an avid reader and love to be writer. I'm working in close with them at the moment for their next upcoming game. So I just got the job as lead game story writer. So that's pretty massive.
That's really good.
So
I have to call you Master now?
Well, yeah, you can call me Master. That would be preferred.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh.
Not going to happen. So what are you writing about? Or is that confidential?
Ooh. Well, yeah, that's definitely confidential.
don't give me any ideas, man. I might write them up and do my own.
Yeah. No, it's... Look, the hardest thing is, it's like you start off with this idea and you start off... And then all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're talking and you're talking, and then 4 hours later you're like, what have we done? We have just, it's like, damn, this is a big, big time. And yeah, I love the idea. It's, and especially just working with the little guy, you know what I mean? It's like, this is the kind of stuff that you grow up as a gamer for, and hopefully it comes to fruition. I believe it'll be the first. We'll get the concept, do a little bit of maybe a demo. Hopefully get I announced it, that the page would all get a copy of the demo before talking to Pierce, but I'm sticking with it. So, sorry, Pierce, but everyone's getting... But, and then might end up having to go to Kickstarter these days with the cost and the pricing of everything, it's near impossible to try to bankroll it yourself. So that is an idea that's getting thrown around. It's very conceptual stages. It's funny because he showed some writing, like it's an idea that he came up with years ago. Like, I think it was 2012 was the piece of paper that he showed me, and already had the idea, the concept. And so it's like 7 years just sitting in the back of his mind while doing other things and bringing out little indie games and stuff. And it's like, nah, let's do it. Let's finally start. And it was him and his business partner, Brandon. And then all of a sudden I've been friends with him for a couple of years, and it's just like, actually, you like to write. Why don't you come over and write for us? And It's like, yes, I do like to write. Done deal. And off we go.
Mate, I can even help you write. My English is fantastic.
I don't believe that. You upset me every day. Absolutely.
Can I just say it's my it's my fat thumbs, I'm sure.
Oh, it's every day you upset me.
Well, look, congratulations on that. That's really good. And so, can't wait to get the demo and hurry up.
Yeah.
So when's the release? Is it in tomorrow or?
Well.
Get back to work, mate.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, we're trying to have a catch up at least once. At the moment, once a month, we're gonna stop and have a chat, catch up, see how because it's at story stage. I have to try to release as much to them as I possibly can at the start while we can get the concepts going. And then as soon as that starts getting a bit more fruit to it, then they can take over and I can just keep writing in the background. So, yeah.
Is it going to be like an RPG or you can't even say that?
Yeah, no, well, how would you actually put it in? I reckon you'd reference it as a shooter RPG, sort of like the likes of Gears of War, Fable,
Fable's good. Are
there? Yeah, just definitely Pierce, he's not a casual gamer. He's not in it to keep the children happy, I guess. Like, he is a very Magic the Gathering kind of player. But on the other side of that coin, he used to play Counter-Strike professionally when he was younger. So it's the two different sides of that coin are in there. But it's like, doesn't want you to be dumbed down. That's probably the easiest way to say it. It's like, no, I want you to think. I want you to love. I want you to fall for the characters and play through the game with them. There is obviously discussions, and I said to him right from the start, I said, I'm not keen to jump on board if there's day one DLCs.
Loot box, you can call it. I'll be happy.
they all laughed and said no. Their end goal is to literally keep updating the game and not charge for DLCs. The only reason why we discussed it is, say, if you had to get a contractor in for music and stuff like that, that's what would be getting paid for the updates. It's if there's profit already made, then that would cover it. They don't want to be the sellout side of things. And that's refreshing. It's refreshing to hear that sort of aspect of because you can tell they are truly just doing it because they love the idea of just gaming.
Okay. Well, I want the first copy.
Done.
Actually, first two copies.
So first two.
001 and 002. Yep. One to keep as a collection and one to sell on eBay the same day. Going, ooh, number two. if you won't give me my loot box, I'm selling it on eBay triple the price.
I'd expect there would be 001 would be to Pierce, and then 002 would be to Brandon, and then hopefully I can get a 003.
Oh, no.
But well, yeah, you might.
We could discuss that down the track. We could discuss that down the track. Don't worry. So, no, that's cool. That's really good, though. Really good. Really happy.
That's been this week for us.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you smash that subscribe button. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And just remember, gamers, it'll never be game over.
And if you're keen on watching, I might do some streaming this week, Overwatch. Probably not Fire Emblem. Sorry, I love you, Fire Emblem. Gamers got a game.